Shore afilu lechatchile. So, it should be osea. Because why is it? Because it's a psikreishin isiris, and that's not a psikreishin. But if we say that it's only a psikreishin isiris from the point of view of the ma'ase melachem yodai, but from the point of view of a melache al dei krome, it's not a psikreishin isiris because it's one long act. So maybe it should be osea, and krome is not osea midraise. But the Mordechai says that with Rabbonon Grom is Oser, and there are many rayas from the Gemara, because the Gemara says we had learned it in Nazirik, Kirche bikarmelis ligozru. What does Kirche mean? When he spills, let's say, the water, dirty water, let's say on the day, and then it ultimately drips down into the yam. So that's all the Gromi. So it's like Pitke de Maya, Kirch Sheni. So be calmless ligosal, so that means only be calmless ligosal. But the implication being that in Elisha's Rabbi, let's say to spill water, let's say in the chotzer, and then it will rest in the chotzer, and after that it will rest for a moment, it will come out, it will drip out in the Elisha's Rabbi, so then it's osir. And it's mentioned by some poskim that it's osir. So we see from that Gemara that, like the Mordechai, that even though the Gemara says, even though the Gemara says l'sasekom locho asiru doser hogrome shore, so that's only a midraisi chore, but midrabonon it's osa. Since it's osa midrabonon, so bimokim pseide, like if there is a fire in the house, so he's allowed to set up a number of klicheres so that when the fire reaches the klicheres, the fire will be extinguished. So, but mit Rabbonon it's osea. So, since it's only osam Rabbonon, so the Chachomim did not apply it to a case of hefsed mami. So then the question arises: why does the Gemara say v'yid the disvir lekirab shimen shor afil lechatchile? But true that psikreishin isiris is not a psikreishin, but it's only psikreishin isiris from the point of view of melachem yadayim. But from the point of view of melachem al dikrome, so the whole series, there is a tilf, and the whole series is one long act, because he knows as a result of making the 20 combings with the comb, so he will be removed. So it's one long act as a krome. So memele, so that's not a psikreishin isiris, so it's a psikreishin mamish. It's a psikreishin mamish. And if it is a psikreishin mamish, so then it should be osir. Unless we say like the Trumas HaDeshen Shite. I mean, the Trumas HaDeshen Shite is not a shite that is completely to be ignored, because there are more mentions that shite of the Trumas HaDeshen, that in the Nisa Rabbonon, so psikreishin is not osir. Is only if it's mischav mamish. Of course, most rishonim achilik on the chite. But or if we say that since the Gemara said So in other words, so here we have a case where he had a lot of pain from the heat, from the dust. So he says, Isho Hachomo, Lavatoyetone, Isho Hachomo, Marabetz is based on Shabbos. So what does it mean? That we don't have to resort to this trick, to this arome of Reichitz, Pomer, Bizov Yizu, Yoda Bizov Yizu, Ragul Bizov Yizu. He can do it directly to sprinkle all over, not Pomer, Bizov Yizu, without arome. So maybe we could also say that here he says Shorel Chatchile in such a case where he's Mitztaya. So where's Mitztaya? So it's like Tzeid of Mome. So just as the Rishonim say that this, now, there is no there is no halacha that every shvus d'rabbanon on Shabbos is mutar b'mokim seder momay. The general rule is that we are not allowed to be a yveya ani d'rabbanon even b'mokim seder momay. And even amirali nochri is not mutar in every case of seder momay. We only are matir by a fire. So the Chachomim were not matir to tell the goy, Yalnu, you extinguish. I want you to extinguish the fire. That is not mutar, even in the case of a fire. But if there is a goy around, so the Jew can say, not addressing himself to the goy, but in the hearing of the goy, he say, Kolam chabein emafsi. That the Gemara says he's allowed to say. But to tell the goy directly, go and put out the fire. So we're not allowed. So we see that even Amir Alinochi, which is not as strict as all the other shvus in Shabbos, so is not muter in case of seder momin. But this, the Rabbanon, is muter in case of seder momin. The Rabbanon of Grome. So the Rabbanon of Grome is more kal than other Rabbanons in Shabbos. So just as it is muter in case of seder momin, to do a melocha al digrome, it might be muter in case of tzar also. So in other words, it could be the pshat could be v'yidne disvili krabshim and shorav lechatchile. Only in such a case that Gemara mentioned ashkel ravash nikom mitztayer. So we don't have to resort. But in a chaname, if there is no hardship situation, there is no hefset momen, and there is no tzar, so then it's also because from the point of view of Grome, it's not a secretion, it's serious. This is, so we have to say that if we say that from the point of view of Grome, so the whole series is one long act. But it's very reasonable to assume that even from the point of view of Grome, it's not one long act. So it's still a series. So Mimele, but then you'll ask, so why is a Nozir not allowed to be Seirik? Not because of the Iser Asay, but because of the Chiyuv Asay. Is Mechuyev to maintain a state of Gadeo Peres HaReishim. But, so Mimele, even though Grome is Osam Rabbanon, but here it's a Dovashin Mishavim, even relative to Grome, it's a Dovashim Mishavim, because it's a secretion, it's here. Alright, so we could say either way. Now, this is how Tesis explains the Machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachom. In other words, there is a Machlekes as to whether it's considered a psikreishe or it's not considered. Mirabit is considered a psikreishe or it's not considered a psikreishe. Now, the other Rishayim say other pshot in the Machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and Rabbanon. Now, the Ramban, so he has two pshotim. One pshat the Ramban has in the Chidushim here on the Tzadik Hei, and one pshat the Ramban has in the Milchameis on Piri Kol HaKel. And because the Rif in Kol HaKelim says that v'yidna v'sviri krabshim and shoraf l'chatchile, so that means shoraf l'chatchile not only in connection with Merabit, but also in connection with Mechabit. Also in connection with Mechabit. So the Balamoyer in Kol HaKelim is Masik on the Rif. He says that the Yidna Yisrael Krabshim Shoal Chathile has reference only to Merabit, but Mechabit not, and he goes even one step further to Balamoyer, and he says that as far as Mechabit is concerned, so the Chachomim agree with Rebbe Lezer that is Chai V'Chatos, because that's a Psikreish. That's a Psikreish. So the Ramban is Deiche, the Asoge of the Balamoyer and the Riv. So there he says that it's not a machlekes as to whether it is a psikreishe or it's not a psikreishe, but the Ramban's here, it's a Dovashim Mishab. But Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomim both agree with Rebbe Yude that Dovashim Mishabin is awesome. And the Ramban sheet appears to be not only from the Melchamis in Kol HaKelim, as far as the Milchamis in Kol HaKelim is concerned, so you could explain it in a different way too. But there is a Ramban in Daf Ayin Hei, in the Sukhya of Atzot Chalos in Ba'a Peitze. So, So from that Ramban, it's mashma that the Ramban is chelik and teis v'shite. Teis v'shite in Yume, and in Shabbos, and in every place, is that Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos, that Dovah Shem Mischav Mizmuta Matere, because of Melachas Machsheves. And according to teis v'sgils and teis v'spshat, it's Gemara Mefureshes in Yume. It's Gemara Mefureshes in Yume. But the from Ramban daf ein hey, it's mashma that he is chilek and this is obviously the Ramban's girse is not like Teisves girse in Yume, but like Rashi's girse in Yume. But even though Rashi has a different girse in Yume than Teisves, but Rashi could agree with Teisves shite that Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos, that Dovashen Mischave in his mutam natere because of Melachas Machsheves. There is no hechrech in Rashi, but the Ramban, there is a hechrech from the Ramban daf ein hei that he is chilek now on teisa shite. Now I just want to mention the two gersoyes in the Gemara Yume daf lamed dalet. I mentioned it before. Rabbi Yehuda says that the kehanim, in order to accommodate the king Godlan in Kippur, he shouldn't be affected by the cold of the water, by the coldness of the water, so he shouldn't become sick, the King Godel. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Ashushiyah Shal Barzel, Hoyomechami Merev Yimakipurim, Umatilim Lisichtzinen, Kinishitaf Tzinosom. So the more as the Kashe, how were they allowed on Yom Kippur to put the hot burning, rod of iron into the cold water, but he's mitzariv the metal, he strengthens the metal, so that's a miloche of Makabi Patish. So Omar Abibe shall yigir itziruf, Abai Yom Afritim shall yigir itziruf, Dov Shem Yischav Muter, so Umi Omar Abai Hoche, that Dov Shem Yischav Muter, והתניה בוסר אולוסי, אפילו בשר אולוסי, אפילו מוקים שיש שום בהרס, יוקי זה רבי ישי, ואבינו בכל עומלי, ואומר רבי אלו לבין לדום אדום של משחב, מועסר, so it's a sera konik rabbi dom shisram so there are two gersoyes one gersoy is hanu mir bekhalat yer kule avlo khitzu drabonen hu ve ishus be migdosh so rashi is not gerez that gersoy and rashi is gerez hanu mir bekhalat yer kule avlo khitzu drabonen hu in other words the tiru itself is only meloch drabonen it does not involve in meloch der reise make me patish and according to Rashi's Gios and Rashi's Pshat, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that Dovah Shem Mischavin is Oseh only by Meloche de Raisi? Vashayim came by Meloche de Rabbonon. Rabbi Yehuda is made that Dovah Shem Mischavin is Muta. Still, Rashi could agree with Teisves. There is no Hechach in Rashi. But according to Rashi, it's not Gemara Mefreshes. But Teisves is Geres, Hanem Mila Bechalat Erekul, Avoloche Tzirut Rabbonon Yehu, Vein Shvuz Bemikdosh. So Teisves explains Hanem Mila Bechalat Erekul, not as Rashi explains Bechalat Erekul in the Meloche de Raise. Hanem Mila Bechalat Erekul in other Yisurim other than Shabbos. Avoloche, Vein Shabbos, so true Tziruf, where is Mischavim to be Mitzarev is Meloche de Raise. Avoloche, that he is not Mischavim, so this kind of Tziruf, where he's not Mischavim, is only the Rabbonon, because he's not in Meloches Machsheves. And then there is still another girl, and there is still another girl, say, Avoloche, Meloches Machsheves Ksive, Vitziruf de Rabbonon. So since it's only Yosef Tovashim Mischavim, Mekonit Rabbi Yudeh Bashabes, it's only Yosef de Rabbonon, so the Mikdosh, the Rabbonon sanatoser, anatoser. So according to Teisves, it's a Gemara Mefureshes. According to Teisves, Pshat, according to his Girse. According to Rashi's Girse, it's not a Gemara Mefureshes. But the Ramban, from the Ramban, the fine, hey, it's mashma that he's chilikan Teisves. And that he assumes that according to Rabbi Yude, Dovashim, just as Dovashim Mischav, Mischav, and Kolat Erikule, so Dovashim Mischav, Mischav, and Shabbos too. And we cannot ask what Meleches Machsheves. True Meleches Machsheves implies a din of Yediyeh. So that only Ishayach, where one walks undressed, and where one, let's say, goes out and he doesn't know that he has something in his pocket, so then he had no idea. He didn't even have he had no idea that he was carrying on Shabbos. Mashenkin, where he walks on grass on Shabbos, and he knows that it's very likely that he'll pluck out the grass. So he had an idea that it's possible, but he wasn't certain. So there, Yidiyah is present. That's the Ramban Shita. So Memele, the Ramban Lishitose, in Melchamis, in Kolakelim. So he says that Mechabit and Merabits are not psikreishe. Everybody agrees that it's not a psikreishe. It's not a psikreishe. And as a matter of fact, we don't have to say that Ramban is chelik anteisves in regard to Mitzias. The Mitzias is as Teisves says. But where is according to Teisves? It's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. As to whether psikreishe is serious, is it psikreishe? Korav of psikreishe, is it psikreishe or not? So according to Ramban, psikreishe is serious is definitely not a psikreishe, even a limit Rabbi Yehuda. And korav of psikreishe is not a psikreishe. So, but Rabbi Elazar says chayev. Why it was a chayev? Because Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Dovah Sheni Mischave is chayev in Kolat Erikule, and by Shabbos is also chayev. And the Chachamim also agree with Rabbi Yehuda's din that Dovah Sheni Mischave is chayev in Kolat Erikule, including Shabbos. So why do the Rabbonon say that it's only Shavuos? So the Ramban says, according to the Chachamim, the Hashvoyes Gumes that takes place, the Hashvoyes Gumes that takes place as a result of the kibbut or the ributz, that's klachayat. That's klachayat. So that's why it's eliel mishim shvus. Because through dovashim mischavin is the same thing like mischavin, but it's klachayat. And according to Reb Lezer, it's not klachayat. Now we have to understand this. This the Ramban says in Lachamis in Perikol Akeli. Now what is it? So it's a machlekes again in Mitzias between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim. It's a machlekes in Mitzias between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim as to whether it is a derech of people to be mashvi gumeis by using a broom and sweeping the floor, or it's not a derech. I mean, it's not mistaber that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim on that question. The answer is there is no machlekes in Mitzias. When a person deliberately interested in filling up the cavities in the house, in those days, so they had an earthen floor in the house. So if a person is interested in filling up the cavities, dashwes gumes, what does he do? In order to deliberately be mashvili gumes, he doesn't take a broom. I mean, that would be a very sloppy way and inefficient way of filling up the gumes. So if a person is interested in filling up the gumes, so the natural way of doing it is taking a shovel. I mean, that's the easiest way of filling up gumes and throw some sand in the cavities. That's the usual way. But it was usual for the people to sweep the floors, and when they swept the floors, so many times the gumes, or we could say all the time, as a result of a series of acts. So as a result of sweeping the floor, sprinkling water on the floor, so the gumes were filled up. So that means, so that was done in a natural way. That in the course of the ordinary practice of people, but so it was in the natural way as a agavuch of a deliberate sweeping of the floor, but it wasn't the natural way. It wasn't the natural way to deliberately fill up gumes that way by using a broom and sweep the floor by sprinkling water. So that's the machlekes between Rebbe Elazar. That's the machlekes between Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim. Rebbe Elazar says, Rebbe Elazar agrees with Rebbe Yehuda. So Dovah Sheni Mischavein is chayev. Dovah Sheni Mischavein is chayev in Kol HaTerikule. So by Shabbos is also chayev Dovah Sheni Mischavein. And the element of Yediyah is not lacking. So if he sprinkled water or he swept the floor and then he was mashvi the gumeis as a result of it, so it's an isra raise. So he's chayev chatos. But The usual way of filling up gumeis is by taking sand and throwing the sand in the gumeis, not by sweeping the floor. The answer is, the usual way for a person who is deliberately trying to fill up the gumeis is by taking sand and fill up the gumeis. But it was usual for people to sweep the floor, and every time they swept the floor, they filled up the gumeis. So that means this is not klachayat. And according to Chachomim, in order that it shouldn't be considered klachayat, it must be the usual way of doing it deliberately. But since it's the usual way of doing it incidentally, not deliberately, so it's klachayat. So on that point is the machlekes between Rav Lezer and Chachomim according to Rambam. Now, I'm mentioning it because the Eglital also, I mean, is masik on those achreinim who say that combing the hair on Shabbos involves a meloche d'rais. So he's masik. I mean, but so according to what my father said, it does not involve a meloche d'rais either. But because it doesn't involve a meloche d'rais either, because it's a psikreishin series. It's a psikreishin series. But the Eglital gives another reason. He says it doesn't involve a meloche d'rais because it's klachayat. Because the usual way of cutting hair is by using scissors or a machine, a clip, something. I mean, you don't. It's not the usual way to cut hair by means of a comb. Of course, this is true. But it's not the usual way if a person is deliberately interested in taking a haircut, so he's not going to take a haircut by using a comb. So he'll take a haircut by using a shaver or scissors, whatever, some sort of a kale. Not a comb. But it's usual to tear out hair as incidental to the process of combing. So mimele, it could be considered not klachayat. So according to the Ramban's Pshat Muhammad in the Machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomim, so that is stolen in the Machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomim, what the Eglital says in respect to Kohen. So in other words, so Minastam, the halacha is like the Chachomim, even though it's not negeya directly to Mechabit and Merabe, it's because we passed in there. But it's negeya indirectly in respect to coming. So mela, that means according to the Ramban, so according to the Chachomim, and we probably pass like the Chachomim, that here it's a shvus because it's klachayat. So when you tear out the hair through coming, so it's not the usual way to deliberately cut hair through coming, but it's the usual way to incidentally cut hair from coming. So mele, according to the Chachomim, it has a din of klachayat. Now, then the Ramban, this is the pshat of the Ramban and Lachamis in Kol HaKelim, in the Machleki between Rav Lezer and Chachomim. The Ramban in the Chedushi says something else. Something else. He says, again, this is the Ramban Lishitosa, that the Ramban who appears to say in his Chedushim and Shabbos Dafayin Hei, that according to Rabbi Yehuda Dovah Shem Yischavi, is osam natire by kol atire kule, and is osam natire by Shabbos as well. By Shabbos as well. And there is no chisom of Melechas Machshavis. So, how does he, so he himself raises the same question. How is it, Monefshech, if Reb Lezer and Chachomim both accord with Rabbi Yehuda Dovah Shem Yischavi, is osam, so why does Chachomim say, echot ze vechot ze? So why does I Now, in this Ramban, we have to say that it's not in accordance with the Loshon he mentions, Daf Ayin He, in Shabbos, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dovoshein Mischavein, that is also Midraisa, Kolatari Kulis, so by Shabbos it's also certain. The Loshon of the Ramban in Lochamis, in Kolakelim, is in accordance with that Loshon Daf Ayin He. But on the contrary, his explanation is Pshat, Daf Tzadik He, is just the opposite. Now, I just want to mention, the Loshon of the Ramban, Daf Ayin He. So the Gemara says, Ton Rabbanon, Hatzot Chalozin, if you have the Ramban, you can turn to Daf Ayin He in the Chiddushin. Ton Rabbanon, Hatzot Chalozin Ba'apeitzin, in Chayiv Lachas, Teinu, Shehoyo Loi Lishne, is Apitzei Chalozin Poter, Rabbi de Mechayi. Vod Amrin on Shame Hoche, Dechamo Diiz Ben Yishom Amichat Vei, Keheich Adonitzit Sivei, Upirish Rashi Zal, Sheyotereach Lishomrei, Shel Yomus, Pirish Lipirushei, והיו פייצי בדרך שאפשר של יומוס, אם מייס לא נעשי מחשבתי, והיינה דקרין עלי מססק, ואחרים פירשו, דהב עלי מלוכי, שאין צורך לגופו, ולא יניח עלי במיסה ולא ידייק, וקושר לי לרב יהודה, so he says, as פשט מרש, at that time I mentioned that the Ramban, when he learned Kval Godel, that Ramban says in Rashi that according to Rashi, so when he's pizzea, when he squeezes out the blood of the chalozin, it's not necessarily so that the chalozin must be dead; it must die. There is a possibility that the chalozin will not die. Will not die. So vikoshali l'Rab Yude mir lechayev tlat kileima chodem mishmitilas nishome. Now, if the Ramban had agreed with the sheet of Tesis that Rabbi Yehuda is made where there is no psychration, so then by Shabbos he is poter. So now he himself just finished saying, Perush li perushe, who paitzei biderach she'efcha shaloyos. So when he squeezes out the blood of the chalozin, it's not a psychration. There is a possibility a chalozin will die, there is a possibility a chalozin will survive. Will not die. So Mele, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Teis Veshite, in Teis Veshat and Girse, in Gemara and Yume, so even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he cannot be chayev. He cannot be chayev. So how does he ask, V'koshel le Rabbi Yehuda mi ele chayev plat reima, chodem mishmitles lishomet. And then he says, V'efshad dil divreim de rabbonon komalei. Dil divreim de rabbonon komalei, da afal gab de patris alei, mishmitles lishomet, eilu al mi is de chayev nam mishmitishi. So he says, in Rechaname, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's chayev mishmitles lishomet. But he just finished saying, perush liperushe, perush liperushe, that who paid him derech she'efshah shelo yomos. So it's a raya from this Ramban, that the Ramban is chilikante here, Daf Ayin He, he is chilikante Tesis. And Mimele, the Ramban in Lechameis is in accord with this Ramban Daf Ayin He. But it's possible. Now he says that, Perush li perushe, vehu peitze, biderech she'efshah shelo yomos. Why does he say, Perush li perushe? Let him say himself, Perush. Why does he say, why does he emphasize, Perush li perushe? He says it only in Rashi. So it could be that the Ramban is saying it, according to Rashi, we must say that the Gemara of Hatzot Chalozin Va'Peitzei has reference to a case where there is a possibility that the Chalozin will survive the squeezing out of the blood and will not die as a result of squeezing out of the blood. Why? Because the Ramban knew very well that Rashi Yume said, Vein Shvuz B'Migdosh Lo Igasim. So in other words, so I said before that even though Rashi is not Geiris, the Girse, the Tesis is Geiris. So according to Tesis Girse, we must say, so it's Muchach from this Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos, the Dovah Shem Yisrav, and is not Osam Draise. According to Rashi's Girse, that we are not Geiris, and Shvuz B'Migdosh, so there is no Hecha from the Gemara. But it's still possible to say that Rashi Shite is the like Tesis, that the Dovah Shem Yisrav by Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not Osam Draise. But the Ramban was aware of Rashi's gears in Yuleh. So Mimele, the Ramban said, in mentioning the Rashi, it might be that the Ramban had another diuk from the Lashon of Rashi, all right. But the Ramban is saying it, Perush l'perushe, v'u peitzei miderech she'ef she'shlo yomus. In other words, in Rashi we have to say that. Because Rashi says, v'in shfuz b'migash lo yasinon. But the Ramban himself, and the Ramban in Kol HaKelim, is in accord with this Ramban who says it in Rashi. But the Ramban here, Daf Tzadikei, is in accord with Teis v'shite, that Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos, the Dovo She'inim is Chavein, is not a Samgaraisi. Now let's see the Lashon of the Ramban, Daf Tzadikei. Taimed Rebbe Lezer, Bimchabit Umarabit, Lav Mishmashvoye Gumis, Dichivin Dimechayim Bochatos Umise, Lo Yehavale Lo Yechiyuve, Elohim Ken Yodu Ashi Yishvoye Samamish. So in other words, he couldn't be chayv v'chatos on the basis of Ashvoy's Gumes. Because in order to be chayv v'chatos, there must be a certainty that there will be Ashvoy Gumes. But why? But after all, according to what the Ramban says in Rashi, Dachayin Hei, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's not in Vada, because first he says that when he's Pitzir the Chalozei, so there is a possibility that the Chalozin will not die, and then he has the Kashe. So Rabbi Yehuda should be Mechayev Sholish Chatoyes. So he says, Einoch Name, Rabbi Yehuda, live in the day, is Mechayev Mishmutel Snishish. But if he's saying, So it seems from that Ramban. So this is what Ramban says, that fine, hey, according to Rashi. Because it isn't. And then, so why does Rabbi Lezer say Chai Bechatos? So the whole of Rabbi Lezer is Chai Bechatos, not because of the opinion of Mahmoud Parish, but the SM Yipu of the house, that in itself, according to Rabbi Lezer, So if somebody would, we don't pass like a blazer, so that's why it's not near the mass, because we didn't pass like a blazer. There is no Ashwa's Gumes, he'll be Chayu Chatos. Because the etzem niku and yipu habayis is an act of the period. But this is what Rabbeleza says. But the old Chachamim, it's Einilam Shemshus. Why? Because as far as the binyan of yipu habayis is concerned, so that's so we know not better. Not because of Yipu Abayis. That wouldn't involve according to Rachomim even when it's a Rabbanon. With the Rabbanon it's also because of Ashwa's Gumes. But it's a Sabin, it's not a Tzitzit Leke. So, maybe not I say, even though Rachomim will be with the Yudeh. But, But mit Reise bei Shabbos, it's the Dorshim Schaven in Utera, but on the Rabbon is not Sasa. That's why I saw Sasa Rabbon, no, because Rabbon was his name. But when you see him, you're a Chichen, and you're a Shabbat, and you're a Chichen, and you're a Chichen, as far as Yipa Bai is, that doesn't constitute any Sir, and a Mloch of being all together, and neither mit Reise, no, Rabbon. And then it's Sasa Rabbon was his name, it's Sasa Rabbon. So the Chichen is Sasa, so you're a Chichen, and you're a Chichen. This is how the Rabbon explained it. Now, yes. The same kasha, because this Gemara is also in Psochim. Hamechabit v'hamerabit. So Rabbi Lezer is mechayv. So this is And the Ri says in respect to the teretz that is mentioned here in Shabbos, it's And even though he doesn't need it, so that is there in the bay. He says his kapoor is to be mashed with gumis. So he doesn't need it. Why is it happening with mashed with gumis? Because he doesn't like that the house should have a cabin. Otherwise, why should he be mashed with gumis? So he is so. So it is still a new day. I mentioned the Rashbo. When we were in the Hogot, so some mission the Rashbo, 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 the But the Rashbo says that if he would close the door anyway, because Lishmem Naganovim, I mean every day he closes the door, he closes the door, the door should be open, because the Naganovim will come. So even if he had in there, he his practice to close the door. So even if it is, even if it's with there, so not only is it to close the door with a couple of people taking it away with the moving, but even if it is a dishcloth, not only to protect the house against Ganovi, but also to capture the tree, it's also good. It's also good. And the Ram is smart. So the Ram is smart. First of all, if he is smart, so he is smart. And if he is not smart, he should be also smart with the right say, because of secretion. So as far as the kasha of the second kasha of the Ram, so I mentioned what the Shulta Akibeirim says, and which is also the Shita of Rashi Mizvochim, Mizalfi Yaino Kabishim, that if certain act could be done in such a way that it wouldn't come up with a Moloche, so even if it is done in such a way that it necessarily involves a Moloche, so it's Domashim Mizrahim. So we explained it, and this is that he can drop tipping ducking, and then it will not necessarily extinguish the fire, so it's not a psychology. So we explained it on the basis of the family system. The problem of the Rashi, the Shah, the psychology is when somebody in the house of the Rebbe, the psychology is not subject to the tendency. There we say, since the chopping off the head of a Balchai necessarily involves the living Balchai, so it's not to separate the head. It's a Tzach! Tzach! A person couldn't say, I was only mischaving to cut off the head, not to kill. Since one necessarily involved the other, and it could not be done without involving the other. But if one could be done without involving the other, let's say if the Mitzvah had been that when you chop the head with the knife in a certain way, then you don't kill the Balchai. In a certain way, if you chop off the head in one way, you kill the Balchai. But if you chop off the head of the Balchai in another way, you don't kill the Balchai. So this is how we answer the second kashi. And as far as the first kashi of the Ram against the Rashbo, so I mentioned in the memory. Now, so the two cases, I'm going to talk about for a few days. Well, it's also on the table. So, the second lotion and the aloha in the past, like the second lotion, because you more says that we pass like the second lotion, more is my mother, we refute the first lotion. So the second lotion, the more is for us, it's the damn red of coffee on the days of Sochi. If Shavaloy Mihave, Hanif looked tired of the Rev Shimon. So, Alibe de Rabshimen, those Moskavone Klaum, Pigger Dosa, so if my bay is made in Sosa, keep the Galim de Rabune, the Malaysian Miss Kamish Shabisara, what does it mean? Loyev share. Loyev share. That means, let's say, there's a simple that is engaged by the old, let's say, somebody has to go to work, let's say, and he has to pass through a certain street. And in that street, the heathens are offering incense to Abinor. And when he passes through that street, so he inhales the fragrance of that incense, of that Kteres, and he has an oil, and it's a lovely rice to a away from Abinor. So the living away that consists of incense, of inhaling a fragrance coming in love of the solitaire of Visejo. Lido bibiotchomu menachirem, two love for the harmony of Abinor. Now, he has to go. It is very sharp because he has to follow the word. Lefesh doesn't mean in Mitzvah Nefesh. He has to, it's a hardship. He has to go to a certain place. And that's the only way to go to that place. Only if that's spirit and that feet through which he must pass in order to reach his destination. So David Abrizore amak the Kteres Abrizore. And then he'll enjoy the fragrance. So that's why he doesn't intend to enjoy it. So then it's mutter, according to everyone. But suppose he decides, well, I have to go to the desert. I didn't go to the desert. I didn't go to the world. But I have to go to the desert anyway. Now, even if I'll cover my nose, I'll still enjoy the fragrance. So I might as well deliberately enjoy the fragrance. I'm going to enjoy the fragrance anyway, even if I cover up, I stop up my nose. I'm going to enjoy the fragrance anyway because it's so strong. The odor of the incense is so strong. So even if I'll stop up my nose, so I'll still enjoy the fragrance, so why shouldn't I? Bikavone inhale. And he goes and Bikavone inhales. That's why I have Shabbat Kokofa. So I'll be the Kachino was out on the long video. I was a little bit of a video. A Bayaker of Ude, Virobo Moloch, at Kanukam Rabude, she misham Lahome, I was Ham to Sam Kukolo. So the Dogs say that the limited of Kishan, Lubia Shayala would be Misham is certainly yours. So according to Rove, we pass like Rove. So even a limit of beauty, we have shown that it's a bad business. Now, this is the data. 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 Because it means as follows. He is accustomed every time he goes out of the house, he closes the door. I have to close the door anyway, and even if I will not intend to capture the tree, so I will do the same act and I will capture the tree anyway, so why shouldn't I have kavone not only to protect the house against Ganovin but to capture the tree too? So the Rashba says it's muta. So the Ran has the kashe, that's mischal mamish. It's mischal mamish. You don't even have to resort to psychiatry. So, what is it? It's a case of lo yefsher v'komechav. It's lo yefsher. He has to protect the house. He cannot leave the house open. So, and the same result will happen anyway. So he only supplies an additional kavanah. He doesn't change the results of his act through the kavanah. Because the same result would happen anyway. The tzvi would be captured anyway. So, it's lo yefsher v'komechav. But, so, only according to Abaya, Alibid Rabiude, it would be Muta. But the Rashba says, Alibid Emes, that means Alibid Rab Shimon and Alibid Rove. So we said at that time, that Rashba holds, when does the Gemara say that Alibid Rab Shimon, Ivma Abaya, will be Melitz Oseh, and Rove says that even according to Rabiude, it's Oseh, Loyev Shem, become a Chavein, that is only in collateral kula in Shori Surim, where there is no gzeras akosav on lechatz machsheres. Mashen kim by Shabbos, so even Rove will be made, and even Alibed Rab Shimon, that if it is a certain act that it, the results of that act will take place anyway, even without the kavanah. So he is not doing it deliberately for in order to capture the tzvi, because if he didn't have the motive of protecting the house against ganovim, he wouldn't close the door. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. Okay. But he has to do that act anyway for another reason. So in Meile, he supplies an additional kavanah. So in Meile, it's not Melechis Machsheves. By Shabbos, it's not, according to the Rashba, of course, the Adrashim Lachilik. See, in other words, in order to be Melechis Machsheves, it has to be done because of that motive. And if the same act would have been done without that motive, so in Meile, it's not in Melechis Machsheves, by Shabbos. So in Meile, we can explain, in a similar vein, we can explain the Ri. The Ri says, "Mirlari, the Behopli, the Rebelezer, so was Tamichabit and Rabbit, Miss Havel Hashvitz Gummis, Avel Pishin Zorich Lahashvitz, Avel Pishin Zorich Lahashvitz Gummis, Michael Rabiude, Hoyuvish Gummis, Lipsit." So we said, there is a stir and they obey. On one hand, he says, "Stamichabit and Rabbit, Miss Havel Hashvitz Gummis, Miss Havel Hashvitz Gummis." And then he says, "Avel Pishin Zorich Lahashvitz Gummis, Monevshech. Why is he Miss Havel?" So he's crazy. He's mischaving. He's not interested in Ashwes Gomez. So why is he mischaving? Why? So obviously, if he's mischaving, he is interested in Ashwes Gomez. So how does Tosafot say, Avol Pishin Tzorich Ashwes Gomez? And then the next question was, how can the Rabbonim be chilek in regard to the Mitzias? I mean, let's ask him what his kavana was. The answer is, he is a person who always sweeps the floor of the house because he wants the house to be clean. He always sprinkles water on the floor of the house in order to remove the dust. So he always does it. So that's his primary motive in sweeping the floor, to clean the house, to remove the dust. This is his primary motive. And if he had not been motivated by this desire of maintaining the house clean, of removing the dust from the house, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. But he decides as follows. In view of the fact that I have to sweep the floor anyway, because it's such a mess in the house. So I have to sweep the floor anyway. In view of the fact that I have to sprinkle water on the floor anyway, because there is so much dust in the house, I am going to do it. And as a result of doing it, So possibly there would be Ashwes Gomez. And of course, it's to his advantage if the cavities will be filled up. So since whatever result will take place anyway, no matter what my intention is, why shouldn't I supply an additional kavone that together with the intention of cleaning the house, that to be mashuri gumis as well. So in other words, it's lo yefsher v'komechav. It's lo yefsher v'komechav. So according to the Rashba, by Shabbos, it's not in melechis machsheves. It's not in melechis machsheves. So he's potter. So he's potter. So on that point is the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Chachom. So Rabbi Lezer says, it is in melechis machsheves. He was mischai. But he would have done the same result would have taken place anyway, even if he didn't supply this additional kavanah. So, but in Melechis Machsheves it is. In other words, Rav Lezer says, operates with the same lomdes as the Ran operates. But the Chachomim operate with the lomdes of the Rashba. So that's the machlekes between the Rav Lezer and the Chachomim, according to the Rim, Psochim, Daf Samachay. Now, we already the next stage is we already the chalis vash. Tamerari, am I like a beyond? Will Rablezer Rabona Namelo Trigia or Mishumi Lechash from the Loch? What Nambi for the coming in Gila in beyond the Frishabes and the Hunefish Bova? The Gila Imer of Machir Hunefish. We come a bit more of my time than the Kame or Mako in the Valley of Salahem. Who will Machir? Rebudexiv, who Xivahem? Come be Machir and Shefrasis, Maryland, come a Shefrasis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Machshirim Shef Shal Aseison Me'arev Yontef is Muter Adonim. But Machshirim Shef Shal Aseison Me'arev Yontef is Oser Adonim. Mir Reis, Mir Chlaud. So that's only Ligame Machshir Eichel Nefesh. But Eichel Nefesh themselves, Mir Chlaud Eichel Nefesh Shomer Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu Be'efshah. V'Rabbona Namem Ashvel Re'pligeh. Elo machshirim, veloy beyechol nefesh, veoid the hard price of Rabbi Yehuda, ki l'parishes. I mean, it's Rabbi Yehuda in regard to the question of Dovashim Misrab. I mean that there is no logical connection between one Rabbi Yehuda and another. But since it accords with one member of Rabbi Yehuda, so it's certainly reasonable to assume that Rabbi Yehuda himself is the Mora Dishmaitze here. Mora Dishmaitze. And Rabbi Yehuda himself has the other shite. That machshirin sheyef shal aseiso me'arav Shabbos, so she'afshishim me'arav Yontef, so is muta Yontef. V'yoyid v'ferik teilin amrinun d'Rab Elazar sovek Rabbi Yehuda v'adivin d'Rab Yehuda v'shor afilu efshafshishim me'arav Yontef. So the Gemara there says that Rab Elazar, the Tane is more meikel than Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, there are three mandamas. There is the Chachamim, so the Chachamim hold that machshirin ha'osa. And then there is Rabbi Yehuda who says, "Machshirin sheyef shal aseiso me'arav Yontef is muter. Machshirin sheyef shal aseiso is oser." And then there is Rabbi Yehuda, he's the biggest makel. He holds that all machshirin are muter, even though it's efsher laseiso me'arav Yontef. In other words, that midrash said there is no distinction between machshirin ichnefesh, machshirin ichnefesh, and ichnefesh themselves. Veid v'ferik teilin amrinan d'rabbe l'asobek Rabbi Yehuda adivim Rabbi Yehuda v'ishor af lef shal aseiso me'arav Yontef v'leklem im ademayre b'reid l'itzir acheil. So that's why he's chayim malkes d'mikol mokim tikshir l'man d'isle hoyer. So in other words, there is a machleket between Rabbi and Rav Chisdei in Psochim. Suppose someone he bakes pas and Yontef l'itzir acheil. So Rav Chisdei says that he's chayim and Rabbi says he's potter. Why does Rabbi say that he's potter? After all, the Torah was only matir milocha v'chol nefesh l'tzirach yontef, not l'tzirach eil. The answer is hoyl v'mikli ochi. Suppose he didn't intend to, he did not bake the cake, let's say, for yontef. He baked the cake in order to serve it the next day, tomorrow. Okay. But suppose some unexpected guests will show up at the end of the day on yontef, then he'll serve it to them. So since at the time when he did the Melocha on Yom Tev, there was a possibility that it will be used on Yom Tev, even though his intention was not to use it on Yom Tev, not to eat this cake on Yom Tev. So Mele, it is mutam in rice. It is mutam in rice. That's so he says, the Gemara says, so Mele, so why is Reide Chalis Dvash? Why is he Chayim Malkis? They read, Ike Leik Me Bereide Somot Chashecho. Dlechose Sule Olchi. In Ame Bidvashi Hidpish. O Yosef Anoye, Dlechose Lachim. Umi Utem Lari. Kivim Di Mutea Ligabe. Kivim Di Mutea Ligabe Biyom Tignatir Afilu Leefsher. Afilu Hi Mutea Mil Rabbonon El Bleefsher. Im Kei Nofu Meis Biyom Tev. Hi Mutea Livnei Zi Biyom Tev. Di Mitech Shehu Tabin Yan Litzir Adem Gabin. Have the Gabin at the Tira, the Gabin have Mishim Bainik, and the Somo Hutanam Shuli Tirach, who was she Tirach Hayim, Lechu Bisei, Shuli Akenu Sherev Shemesh. Now here we have a big Kiddush. The taste of Shite is that the Halacha of Miteich applies even to a Meloche that usually does not apply to Eichel Nefesh. The Halacha of Miteich. But if in one situation it applies to Eichel Nefesh, the Meloche, so then we apply the Halacha Miteich. Now, he says, Migabein is Chayev Mishim Bein, and Gabein is Muter v'Eichel Nefesh. Now, what's the usual word? Usually, Binyan applies to Eichel Nefesh? No, only certain cases, but usually, Beine does not apply to Eichel Nefesh. Still, the Isra says that in view of the fact there is one situation where Beine applies to Eichel Nefesh, let's say when you make cheese on Yom Tev, so it applies to Nefesh. So mainly every Beine is Muta. You're allowed to build, so the Isra says you're allowed to build a house if you need a house on Yom Tev. If you don't need a house a yontem, then there is no aloch of miteich. But if you need a house, suppose you have no house, and you can build a house, a small house, in one day. So midraisi are allowed to build a house on yontem because of miteich. Since Beine was Uta in connection with Megabein, even though that's only one case, unusual situation, and normally Beine does not apply to Teichon Nefesh, so it still applies. But the Amen Rishenim are chelik on this. But this is Teis Vashiti. The Amen Rishenim was saying that we only apply Miteich to a Melocha that normally affects Teichon Nefesh. Let's say Itzoye, Havore, Bishul, Afiye. So normally, I mean the average Melocha, the usual Melocha of Eifeh and Mivasheh affects Teichon Nefesh. Or Itzoye, even Itzoye. So, Mashiach came something like Beine. So, normally, Beine does not affect Chonefesh, but in one case of Megabe. So, we don't say Miteich, but Teise Shite is to the contrary. So, Teise says, Enoch Nami, if he won't build the house, Midraisa, one is allowed to build the house on Yom Tov, if he needs it on Yom Tov. But why is it also? Because of Uv Mitechel. The Ishlema does in the Rabbon and Avu Mitechel, Kirchad Asurin, Trine Ve'akode B'Yom Tov. Now, so here we see that Teis Veshite is, and that point there is also Machlokes Rishenim. I think that most Rishenim, I think, are Chelikan Teises. And most Rishenim hold that Chine and Akode and Ktsire is also Midrais. But Teis Veshite and the Rambam Shite is that it's only also Midrabon. The Rambam Shite is that Ktsire and Chine and Akode are also midraise. Now there is Yerushalmi in Beitze, Teisus in Beitze mentions that Yerushalmi, that Milisha Veilich, so it's also. What is Milisha Veilich? Because the Torah mentions the law of Melochim Yom Tev, and then the Torah says, next to it, Ushmartem es HaMatzeis, and Shimur of Matzeis begins from the time you pour in water, that's how it appears from that Yerushalmi. So because of the smichus of the lav, the juxtaposition between the lav of Molochal Yosef Lochem and the posik of Shmartim es HaMatzeis, so just as the Shmartim es HaMatzeis begins Shimur from Lisha Veilech, when it's likely to become Chometz, the moment you pour the water into the dough, into the flour, so the heter of so that it's muter also applies only from lishevelech. What it means lishevelech? It means in the melochas that are mentioned in connection with the processing of pas. So from lisham, but all the melochas involved in the processing of pas before lishem. That means ktsire, tchine, hakode. That takes place before lishem. First you harvest the wheat, then you adosh the wheat. Then you are taking the wheat, and then you sift the flour, and then you pour water into the flour. So all the melochas that are involved in the processing prior to this processing of lishe, so there is no heter of ich nefesh. So the Asmen Rishenim will say midraise there is no heter of ich nefesh. So midraise one is not allowed to harvest peres, wheat, even if he intends to use the wheat and the peres on Yom Tov itself. But Teis Veshite is that this drosha of Melisha Veileich is only an asmachte. So that's Teis Veshite l'shitase. But the Amen Rishen, and the Rambam Shite is also like Teises. It's only an asmachte. But Midraise, according to Teises and Rambam, one is allowed to go out into the field and harvest wheat as long as he used that wheat on Yom Tov. But the Rabbonon, it's also. Now the Rishenim who say that it's a Droshe Gemure, so are divided on the Pshat in that Droshe. So many Rishenim say it's an Asmach, but the Rishenim who say that it's a Droshe, Melisha Veilech is a Droshe Gemure, so are divided on the Droshe. Some Rishenim say it's a Droshe. It's a Droshe. As simple as that, Melisha Veilech. In other words, the Torah was only Matir, Miloches, in the processing of Pas, Melisha Veilech. But the Miloches involved in the processing, prior to the processing of Lishe, the Torah is not Matir, without any reasons. The Ramban says something else. The Ramban says that the Torah was mad, the pshat in Lisha Beilich is because from Lishan the Meloches represent acts that normally a person does them each day for the use of the day, for the needs of the day. Let's say it's very normal and natural for a woman, let's say, to make a mix of pas for the pas she needs that day. But and the person is not always mixing it all for, let's say, for a number of weeks. I mean, even today. So it's not natural for a person to bake, to cook, and to bake, and to mix for the needs of the day. It's not natural for a person to go out into the field and harvest just a small crop of truyeh, just as much as he needs for the consumption of the day. So the natural thing for a person is to harvest many crops of wheat and to prepare for the whole season, not to prepare each day for the needs of the day. So mele, that's the pshat milisha meilech. It doesn't mean tafkelisha. It means, say they would come within the same Zerasakosov. You're not allowed to catch fish. To catch fish on Yom Tov. Why with the raisi allowed, some Rishonim say. Not only with Rabbanon. Why not? Because it's not natural for a person to catch just fish for one day. So you catch fish for a long time, for a number of days. So mele midiraise, it's osa to be tzot, balachayim, even fish. Now, according to some Rishonim, so tzeide is only osa midirabonon ayon. But chine is osa midiraise. Why? Because this Rishonim hold, it's exerasa kosuf of milisha meilech. So that is a kosuf as reference only to miloches that are involved in the processing of pas. So we have that is a kosuf of milisha meilech. But as far as miloches like tzedi is concerned, it has nothing to do in the processing of pas. So that is a kosuf has no application. But according to the Ramban, it's not a kosuf of milisha meilech per se. It's a kosuf. Oh, the Torah was only matir miloches. The Torah was only matir miloches that are prepared for a long time. And the Ramban in Chumash mentions an additional reason. But it might be Hainach. He says, because the Torah says, Mileches Aveido. The Torah assert Mileches Aveido. Mileches Aveido is only that kind of a miloche that is usually assigned to an Eved. What kind of Avedas does an Eved do? Let's say a housewife also does a lot of work, but a housewife does the kind of work, this is how the Ramban explains it, it does only the work that is for the needs of the day, but an Eved is assigned to the work on the field. What? What's the field? Because the work that is done on the field is to accommodate the people not just with the needs of the day, but with the needs of the whole season. So I mean, it's the same thing. So in other words, so the Torah was not mati or mishum tzirich echol nefesh in melech ha-zaveda. Only in loche that is not melech ha-zaveda. This is the Ramban Senechus. Anyway, we have a machleket shenim on daddy. Shor ezilche b'mchuze, teime, v'bishir etomid nishrat nan kemasi u'bechir kemasi u'bishabez. אלא שעקי אני מדריכם שעזור השורי בצי חכון ומפורש בגמור של פסח חום מהשורי ברות צבא בלזר די רבון על שבוס ובין שבוס במיליוש די טעני המחבי והרביץ ומדמי כמאס ניסי כבלזר משמע נחיים נראי זה אחיו בעזור די כריץ בו ואוכל משמע נמריץ בו לכשבו יגומייס ויש לו אימא די בעדוך אם כשבו יגומייס תווי שהוי ומסמל יסען גומי שברימת לרימת אינם בעזור אינם לא עושה לרב לזר, אלא משום שבוס, אותו היחלק הריץ בו, די ככי יופחת עושה לרב לזר. וחומו השבוס מיג אפילו למקדוש, וחמו שבוס אשכחון במקדוש, בפרק בסר לירד. אבל רבונו לחומר השבוס, כי מדע אפילו לא יריץ בו, להבה לידוע לסיר את רבונו, היו ככה אינה יריץ. והוא איבד כאן מקרבשים משואה אפילו חתחילה, והלוך אז דילס, שור הקיבות מהייתיים מאפילו בניהוצי. And that's the sheet of the rift too. ואיניר אלרי, לפרק כל הכלים, אומר רב לזר, אף מחפתי של תמרי, מוטל איתלתו. In other words, a broom that is made out of the palm branches. So, upori yichim yicham o yitzeiru, bo lo yimer ablet afu shal tamre, mashma di pshita lo yidlekem al dishore afu rabshimen, mishum dahar yulachta lehise. Vi yishore lechabe yitab yulachta leheter, elo vada yikibid osa lekula. So Teisa says, she made this off of Mkeime. But Rashi over there, Daf Kuf Chav Dalet says, because it's a psikreishi. So in other words, why would Teisa send Rashi, both agree on this din, that even according to Rabshimen, it's also to be mechabit the floor. So, but the different time, according to Rashi, it's also to be mechabit the floor because of Hashvoi's gumis. And even though he passed like Rabshimen, but here it's a psikreishi. Here it's a psikreishi. But according to Teitzves, it's also because of Tiltum Mukze. Now, there is one afkemini. Let's say, if it is on the basis of Mises of Mkemez, so it's also in these floors. And even in a city where all the floors are such floors. I mean, we don't have, in no city do we have earthen floors. So it's not shayach to be gezer, exer lashvui gumes. Mashay, but according to Teisus, that it's also mishmi is off from Kamei, and even though it's still from Natsat, so Teisus shita is that still from Natsat is also, so even these floors are not allowed to sweep with the broom. Mashaykin, according to Rashi, that it's also, according to Rashi, it's also because of Psychresia, according to Rambam, it's also because of Kofi Psychresia, so it's also the Rabbonon. So it's only Shayach if there is Ashwayes Gumes, but these floors, there is no Ashwayes Gumes, so it's Mutter. There's the big Nafkimine between Teisves, Shite, and the Rambam Shite. So Ravadi Kibudos of Nikola Alme, Tishmeis of Mkemil, Sharim Nochel Rabshimen, El Dafkerut. Right, someday, so probably finish the period. Makirut Shinza the Gimel were discussing the question of combing on Shabbos. In Shabbos, Reb Chaim Galipo was Matir and the Yasser. So it seems that Reb Chaim Galipo mentioned the various arguments that we mentioned in the Shia. First of all, he mentions the argument that there is no psikreshe in respect to each single act in the series. There is a psikreshe only in the whole series. And then he also mentions that it's not 100%. And he says, even if it happens once in 10,000 that the woman doesn't tear out any hair, so maybe it's not a situation. And the Rivoshi is masik. So the sheet of the Rivoshi is number one, that a psikreshe in a series is a psikreshe, and number two, that psikreshe does not necessarily mean that it has to be 100%. But even if most of the time it happens, it's also psikreshe. And he says that the reverse says only miute cases, so a person will not be out here when he or she comes. But most of the time, the overwhelming majority of the cases, so you do, you are tailish here. Now, so from the whole tshuva, one gets the impression that the Rivosh holds that it's an Issa D'Raisa coming. And there are a few Achreinim who mention the Shita of the Rivosh, that according to the Rivosh, combing the hair on Shabbos is an Issa D'Raisa. However, and from the general Loshin, it is mashma like that. He doesn't spell it out. But then there is one expression at the end of the tshuva, after reprimanding Reb Chaim Galipo for being Matia in Meloche and Shabbos, so at the end of the tshuva he says that it's also there is no shaile, it's also to comb the hair on Shabbos. However, in a place where they are accustomed to do it, so he shouldn't make an issue because mutafi yushayim al yimizidin. That's what the divorce says. So now mutafi yushayim al yimizidin does not apply to an isa. The raise that is mifurash with the raise, it applies only to Nisa Rabbanon, or in the raise like Tesis in Makipurim, where it's not mifurash, but Lysasikom Locho, that's a Nisa Rabbanon, but they are. So he wouldn't apply the principle of Mutafi Yeshiva Yemizidim. So it seems that the Rivosh Shita is that it's only Osam Rabbanon. Even though from the general Roshan, from the Roshan generally, it's Mashma, it's Nizar Reis, because he's there, all the arguments of Reb Chaim Kalipo. But from that expression, at the end of the Tshuva, it's Mashma, it's only Osam Rabbanon. Now, so why is it only Osam Rabbanon? So if you go over the Tshuva very carefully, so you'll see. Now, he considers there are two questions, the Rivosh. One is whether Ipsikration is serious, is Ipsikration or not. And then, Ipsikration is not 100% whether it's Ipsikration or not. So it seems that the Rivosh Shita is, in regard to the question of Ipsikration is serious, his Shita is that Ipsikration is serious, is Ipsikration in the rise. In regard to the question, it's not 100%. So apparently, the Rivosh Shita is that Midraise, when is it considered Psikreishe? Only when it's 100%. But if it's most of the time, even overwhelmingly, even though a Meloche takes place in the overwhelming majority of the cases, as long as it's not 100%, so Midraise, it's not a Psikreishe. But Midrabbonon, it is a Psikreishe. And that's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why the Rivosh says Mutef Shiyu Sheikigi in Valyinizin. Now, last time I mentioned the Pshat of the Rambam in Chameis in Kolakelim, that the machleker between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim is on the question as to whether Hashvua Asagumes that results from Kibbut, whether Kibbut and Rabbeit, whether that is Klachayad or is not Klachayad. So we explain it's not a machlokes mitzias. In other words, when a person is interested in being mashmi gumeis, he doesn't do it by means of sprinkling water on the floor. He doesn't do it by means of using a broom and sweeping the floor. But he actually is mashmi gumeis, fills up the cavities. But it is the usual way of being mashmi gumeis. Incidentally, of being incidentally mashvilikumeis through sweeping and through sprinkling. So the question is that considered? That's the machlekes between the Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. According to Reb Lezer, as long as it is the derech to be mashvilikumeis, even though that's not the deliberate derech of being mashvilikumeis. That's only the incidental derech of being mashvid gumeis. So it's not lachayat. And according to the Chachomim, since it is not the deliberate way of being mashvid gumeis, when a person is deliberately interested in being mashvid gumeis, he doesn't do it by sweeping the floor. He doesn't do it by sprinkling water on the floor. But he does it by taking a shovel with a fork and fill up the cavities. So according to Chachomi, since this is not the usual way of doing it deliberately, that's only the natural way of doing it incidentally. In the course of sweeping the floor or sprinkling the floor, so mimele it's klachayat. So according to the Ramban's pshat, it's a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Chachomim, and there we should pass from like Chachomim, so it should be klachayat. But this is only so according to Ramban's Pshat Melchamis. But according to the other Rishonim, who explained the machlekes of Reb Lezer and the Chachomim on the basis as to whether it is a psikreishe, not a psikreishe, like Teisves and Tafsadikei, or Teisves and Psochim Tafsamacheis, on the basis of some other question, why doesn't Teisves say that the reason is why the Chachamim say it's only the Rabbonim Tzlachayad? So obviously Teisves in Psochim Daf Samachay and Teisves in Shabbos Daf Tzadikay holds that it's not Tzlachayad. Why isn't it Tzlachayad? Because Tzlachayad means when it's done unnaturally. But here it's done in the natural way. It is usual to fill up the gumeis incidental to sweeping the floor or sprinkling water on the floor. So Mele, according to that, according to Teisves, this is not considered lachayat. So Mele, as to whether combing the hair and when it's a psikreishe, it tears out hair, whether that is considered lachayat. So the Eglital says it's lachayat. So what Eglital says is true according to Ramban's pshat, but it's not true according to Tosfos. And inasmuch as the Rivosh doesn't discuss that question, and even Reb Chaim Kalipo didn't mention that it's Glachayat, so that means that the only reason as to why, according to the Rivosh, it's only Nisar Rabbanon, not Nisar Raise, is because it's not 100%. It's only most of the time. So that is considered psikreishe only mit Rabbanon, not mit Raise. In order to be considered psikreishe mit Raise, it must be 100%. Now, whose shita is that? That's the shita of the Rambam also. Except that the Rambam holds in respect to Mirabeitz that it's not even called the psikreishe, and only Mechabit is called the psikreishe. Whereas, that's the shit is the Rambam, and whereas Tesis, after the K holds that both Mechabit and Mirabeitz are called the psikreishe. So that means that the Rivoshite is that combing the hair is not osam deraise. Why is not osam deraise? Because it's only korev lepsikreishe. It's only most of the time he tears out hair, not all the time. As Reb Chaim Galipa said, certainly once in 10,000 times, so a woman will comb her hair and she will not pluck out any hair. So mainly it's not lepsikreishe. It's not lepsikreishe deraise. Not lepsikreishe deraise. So it's the Rambam shite also. That korev lepsikreishe is osam derabanon. Korev lepsikreishe is osam derabanon. So mele combing the hair is osam derabanon according to that sheet. Now there is a certain stir in the Rambam. Now in the Rambam in regard to mechabit, as the Miri explains it, Shem Yashvi Gumi is because it's called lipsecretion, because most of the time when you sweep the floor, so Yam Ashvi Gumi is, so that means that it's awesome. But there is a raya from another Rambam that called lipsecretion is not even awesome with Rabbanon. Now I'm referring to a certain Gemore in Bab Madriti. Daf Choftes Amit Beis. So there the Gemara says, Rishknishte di Botzre. The 13th line from the end of the Omet, Daf Choftes Amit Beis. Rishknishte di Botzre. Gora Safre, Safsole, Leile, Mirevio Mirabi. So he, the Shlishti Libotzre, was a person who attended to the children, the Tinekish of his rabbi, and he brought them to the shul. He took them back home. So on Shabbos he was accustomed to drag the benches on the floor. Now, when you drag the benches on the floor, when you pull benches on the floor, so many times you make a chitz, a cavity in the floor. We are talking about an earthen floor. So the question is, how did he do it? Omalei, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, Kiman ki Reb Shimon, why do you do that? Because you act out Reb Shimon's din, Dovashim Mischavim is Muta. Because when he dragged a bench on the floor, so he wasn't Mischavim to make a chitz, he was Mischavim to pull it, not to make a chitz. And so it's Dovashim Mischavim is Muta. So, Kiman ki Reb Shimon, Eima Dioma, Reb Shimon Bigdeilin. Biktani miyoma. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, when does Rabbi Shimon matir, let's say, a big bench, but a small bench, not. A small bench, not. What does it mean? A big bench, so it's lo yefshe av lo yikom lechav. What does lo yefshe av lo yikom lechav mean? Lo yefshe av lo yikom lechav means that it's a hardship for him not to do it. So let's say, if you have to pull, let's say, a big table, so if you're not allowed to pull it, so then you'll have to lift it, that will involve hardship. But a small bench or a chair, you can lift it in the air. Why do you have to pull it on the floor? So Mele, when is Rav Shimon Mati here? That's like the first lashon in the Gemara in Psochim. That when is Rav Shimon Mati here? Only lo yefsheh velo yikomecham. When it's impossible to do it any other way, when it involves a hardship to do it any other way. So in other words, let's say, if it would be awesome to pull a bed, so then it would mean that in order to move the bed from one place to the other, he would have to lift it up, biavir, and carry it biavir. That would involve a terrific tirche to carry a bed. But a small chair or a small bench, you just pick it up like this and that's all. So Memele, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbe held like the first Loshen Psochim, that Rabbi Shimon is Mata Domesh and Mishabim only in the case of Lo Yefshav V'Loikom Mechavim. But Efshav V'Loikom Mechavim is also. But we pass from like the second Loshen. So Eimer Domer, what Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbe said, Omer Ikeman, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yirmiyahu Rabbe, Domer Rabbi Shimon Migdeli, Dele Efshav, Biktanim Yomer, Upligat Yule, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbe, Yishchelikan Ule, Domer Ule, Mach Leikes Biktanim, Avul Migdeli, Divrei Hakel Mutter. That's in accordance with the second Loshen in Psochim. In the second Loshen Psochim Daf Kafei. In other words, that when is there a machleket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's muta to be gera mito kisei safsol, that is only biktan. So Rabbi Shimon is matir even by efshav loikom mechav. Rabbi Yehuda asers by efshav loikom mechav. Mashenkim bigdelim, a big bed, a table, or a very big bench, where it's very difficult to lift it. So the only way to carry it is by pulling it on the floor. So it's lo yefshav lo yikom mechavim, even Rabbi Yehuda is made. And that is in accordance with the second Loshen in Psochim Daf Chafei. Lo yefshav lo yikom mechavim, kol alma lepligat ishoreh. So Teisva says there, what do you mean kol alma? Bein Rabbi Yehuda, bein Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon is made by lo yefshav lo yikom mechavim. So in other words, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda Rab. So pligat ule, di omar ule, mach leikes biktanim. So then there was another girsi. The Omar Ule Machlekes Big Daily. Avo Big Tanim Divre Hakelos. Avo Big Tanim Divre Hakelos. Machlekes Big Tanim. Avo Big Daily Divre Hakelmuta. This is the girsi. But there was another girsi. Machlekes biktanim, avol bigdelim divrei hakel osa. According to our girsi, machlekes biktanim, will he say, machlekes biktanim, avol. So then Rabbi Yehuda says that it's osa to begeir mito kisili safso, because it's efshav lo yikom mechavim. Mashein king delim, a big table, so it's lo yefshav lo yikom mechavim. So divrei hakel muta. But then there was a girsi, machlekes biktanim, avol bigdelim divrei hakel osa. Even Rabbi Shimon is made that it's osa big daily. So Teisa says, "Veloi garsinon divrei hakel osa big daily." The very kol shor mashma the tvei shor eichad loy efsham eichad efsham. How can we say machlek is big tanim? Avol big daily divrei hakel osa. But on the contrary, big daily it's loy efsham, and loy efsham there is more of a reason to be matia. Mash. So how can we say big daily divrei hakel osa? So he rejected it. The Yirei accepts that Gersi. Machlekes upligat ule, domar ule, machlekes, when is there a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Biktanim, avol bigdelim, divrei hakel osea. Why divrei hakel osea? Because it's lo yefsheh. On the contrary, that the Yirei cannot contradict. Lo yefsheh is more of a reason to for heter, not for isher. But the Yirei explains it on the basis of another concept. He says, when you pull, let's say a chair, so sometimes you make a chit, sometimes you make a chit, sometimes you don't make a chit. But if you drag on the floor, ktanim, let's say a chair, a small bench, so then it's not covered with segregation. Even most of the time, you don't have to make a chitz. Masha'im king, if you drag, let's say, a bed or a big table on the floor, so then 90% of the time you'll make a chitz. It's not 100%. But if you drag a big object, a big bed, or a big bench on the floor, so in all probability, you are bound to make a chitz. But it's not 100%. So mele, I will be dealing with hakalosea the yerem is geiris because it's covered with segregation. That's the yerem shite. So the yerem shite is like the Rambam. The yerem shite is like the Rambam. That covered with segregation is also the Rabbanon, even though it's not 100%. Now, and the Rambam says it ligabi kibbut, that kibbut you are not allowed to sweep the floor because it's covered with segregation. So mele, the Rambam should be geiris like the yerem, but the Rambam is geiris like Teisves. And the Rambam is gira is machleik es biktanim, avul bigdeilim di vahakal muta. Bigdeilim di vahakal muta. So the question is, but the Yireim is gira is avul bigdeilim di vahakal osea. Why? Because it's called Mipsikreishe. And the Shibes Rambam is called Mipsikreishe, is osea, and that's the reason as to why. He asks kibbutz, sweeping the floor on Shabbos, because it's called Mipsikreishe most of the time. You are mashvi gumeis, so he should say, the Rambam should pasken bigdeilim di vrehakel osea, and he paskens the bigdeilim mitzmuta. Bigdeilim mitzmuta. So that's ikashi again the Rambam. So there is no stira between the two Rambams, because the Gemara in Giro says that when one makes a chritz,